I did get an email. I mentioned that trucking company earlier, and I did get another email earlier this morning about another trucking company in southwestern Sydney. Now, I won't name that trucking company until I get all the details, that is having some problems as well. One of my listeners was in contact with me, most concerned that contractors haven't been paid. I won't name the company, but this transport company is based in southwestern Sydney. It closed down without any notice on the 21st, being last Saturday. All owner-drivers involved, and some of them are owed anything from $5,000 upwards, as they pay with a 4 to 8 week delay. The gentleman who's contacted me tells me they owe him $27,000 with a 7 week waiting period on pay. Nobody's answering our calls today. Please, if you can help us in any way, it's highly appreciated by all of us here. You're our best and strongest voice. We have families, we've got mortgages, and we're fairly stressed this morning, says the gentleman whom I won't name. We'll try and get information, and then when we find out that they're not answering their phone, I'll name the company and then perhaps take some calls from some distressed owner-drivers who've been left in the lurch by a company which closed its doors. Now, re that trucking company, we have now tried to call them quite a number of times this morning. It rings out no message. We've emailed the company and the New South Wales management received a bounce back. All right, the company's called Express Direct Services and it's based at Preston's in New South Wales. Express Direct Services, and I don't know how many owner-drivers are involved, but they're owed anything between $5,000 and, in one case, a gentleman who's contacted me, $27,000. And Express Direct Services have somehow closed down on Saturday. That we have no word about administration, about liquidators or anything else, but they've simply pulled the shutter down and aren't answering the phone for these poor people that are owed money.